It's a clear evening at the Maroon Bells, and there's a steady stream of people walking along the Maroon Lake Scenic Trail. The mountains are popping with yellow patches up high, and there's a sunset purple on the skyline. Robert Stallard recently moved from St. Louis to Denver, and this late-day visit to the Bells was unplanned.
The color's intense and the air is clean and pure. It's just really nice. It's beautiful.
Heather Hozak and her boyfriend Corey are relaxing on the side of Maroon Lake, watching a rainbow trout casually gobble up flies.
We were here earlier this morning and hiked all the way up to Crater Lake, so we thought we'd come back now and see what it looked like at dusk and at sunset.
Two longtime travel guides, Fedors and Travel and Leisure, have recommended points along the Roaring Fork Valley this fall. But that wasn't a factor in Len and Wendy Eisenleffel's decision to visit. They're from Ohio.
Well, we were actually not expecting to see the colors on this trip, and we're pleasantly surprised when we started seeing leaves changing over the past week. We've been all the way down to the Four Corners and made our way up here, and now it's just incredible.
Every time I turn around, the mountains look different, whether it's the meadows or the Rocky Mountains or little glimpses of snow up high.
Had no plans on coming here today. We just wound up here, and it's even more spectacular now. Just, it draws you in, and you don't want to leave. I don't want the sun to go down.
Other spots highlighted for great views of changing leaves are Aspen Smuggler Mountain, Snowmass Village, and Glenwood Springs. The brightest colors are expected to continue through this week. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.